Happy Monday, happy Monday, happy Monday to you, honeys. It's your girl, Brittany Nicole, host of Healing Beyond Dealing podcast, where I want you to go beyond just dealing with things to actually healing for real, y'all. It is time for us to go beyond dealing with everything life throws at us to actually healing for real. Hello, everyone. Thank you again for tuning in for another episode of Healing Beyond Dealing podcast with Brittany Nicole. I am so excited for some conversations we've been having concerning dating. And guys, I am so elated to have Coach V on with us. Well, she is affectionately called Coach V, but Victoria Baxter, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I'm absolutely good. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for your yes. Listen, Victoria is a Christian and relationship dating coach. She's also an accountant and wears so many hats. Yeah. However, I had the pleasure of meeting Victoria in Maryland for a conference. What was it? April 2021. And listen, we have stayed connected via social media, and you are just such an influencer in so many ways, especially as it relates to dating and relationships for the Christian woman specifically. So before we hop in, just tell us, what does it look like for you? Like, what are you with that role? What are you mostly encountering with Christian women?
So let's just say that for the most part, what I do is I work with a lot of women who have unresolved trauma at the end of the day. And it's women who, yes, they believe in God, but they're having a hard time trusting God when it comes to the desires of their hearts. And it's just, when there's just, it's so much brokenness, you know, of course. And yeah, especially in the Black community. So with a lot of the women who have some of like the daddy issues, abandonment issues, and things like that. So it's just some of their trauma and things like that, that are causing them to not do well when it comes to dating, right? And they just have not been very successful when it comes to romantic relationships, but they want it. They want it so badly. They see it happening for others. So that's where I kind of come into play and just kind of help them get to where they need and want to be when it comes to love.
Ooh, listen, there is a need for you in the earth. Do you hear me? Because I was able to sit down with another guest and we talked about just some of the modern things that we are seeing in dating, some of the encounters we're having, some not so pleasurable, but talk to us about how do you navigate this space of modern day practices, but also holding God's word in the forefront and really keeping faith in the forefront. What does that look like?
So what I always make sure that I tell my ladies, first of all, the word says to walk by faith. It does not say to date by faith. Okay.
Come on.
So I know that at the end of the day, there are no scriptures in the Bible about dating. Okay. That is, I understand that. However, we also know that even though times change, the word of God still remains the same. So it just really boils down to still holding on to those Christian morals, those Christian values, your beliefs, your belief system. And at the end of the day, we are just not going to conform to what the world is doing. We are going to hold on to what the word of God says. You're going to be obedient in that. And it is definitely like, absolutely, it will change your dating life because it's all going to be tied to the most important relationship you will ever have. And that is the one between you and him. So it's like staying focused on that. Like that is the main thing that I try to help ladies focus on. I'm like, dwell in God's love. Just stay in that area and you will see so many things work differently for you when it comes to love and romance.
Yeah. And that is so powerful because sometimes you can get lost in the sauce. You know, you see the world doing X, Y, Z. And I joke about some of the encounters I've had since I've been recently thrown back into the dating scene. And a lot of it has been comical. But the truth is, you know, I share with women all the time, I remain hopeful for an amazing man because I know I'm an amazing woman, you know. And so if I'm out here single, there's a man out here single too, you know, and so God is still God and God is still.
God is not dead.
Yeah. Come on. He's not dead. He's still doing what God does and it's wowing and that's blowing people's minds. So I'm excited for not only myself, but all the ladies, honey, who are looking for someone, waiting for someone, you know, how do you wait? How do you wait? What does it look like as it relates to a woman leaning in on God's love and truly understanding who He has created us to be? What do you advise the ladies? Where do they start with it?
So let's be real. There's waiting and then there's waiting well. Okay. Like at Come the on. End of the day, when we look at what the Bible says, and I always look at Galatians 5, 22 and 23 and how it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. So, of course, we know that it talks about love, patience, peace, kindness, you know, and everything like that. But when we look at what patience really is and how it breaks down to the biblical context, it's not just waiting. It is the ability to wait well. You are not rushing. You are not settling. You are not doing things out of order in order to try to get a man. So it's, again, it's holding on to those beliefs and saying, hey, like you even just said, but it was like, I know I'm amazing. And truth be told, if I can have more women have that mindset, it would really change the game, because a lot of it ties to that self-worth and that mindset in and of itself. So it's like, hey, you know, you can sit here and say like, I'm waiting on God, but waiting is going to look different for each woman. Because, you know, it's like some women, they're okay with online dating or dating in general. Then, of course, some are like, hey, like, I don't want to go out there with dating at all. I'm just going to wait on God. And I'm just like, okay, whatever that is for you. But I'm not really, you know, one to try to change anyone's mind. But it's making sure that you are waiting well and you're not, as I always say, desperately waiting, where it's one of those things where it's like, no, like I'm truly waiting on God. I know who I am. I know whose I am. I know what I deserve. I know what I'm not accepting. I know what I'm not settling for. I have an idea of what God's love and what marriage is all about. And I'm not stopping. I'm not settling for anything that falls short of it. And that is just going to help you wait better. And then, of course, taking that into your dating life, whatever that might look like for you at the end of the day.
Right, right. And let me ask you this, because to me, that's one of the buzzwords, settling. You know, I hear so many women say, I'm not going to settle. I'm going to, you know, like you said, I'm going to wait. So here's the thing. How do you balance that space of I'm not going to settle, but I'm not going to be unrealistic?
So that's definitely one of those tricky things,
right?
With a lot of women. And truth be told, I try not to use that word a lot, because I know a lot of the women who talk about settling. Let's be real. Okay. I'm a Christian coach for Christian women. Right now we have a lot of people who are talking about high value this and all of this other nonsense. And I'm just like, who are we to put value on anyone when we are not even the creators? Like, who are we? And it's like so many women who are keeping themselves single because they're saying, oh, well, I'm not going to settle. I deserve nothing but His best. Who are you to determine what God's best is? Because Come let's on. Be real, like everyone's all this Boaz and whatever else. But look at all the great men in the Bible who were still called by God, who were absolutely amazing, but they fell short in some area. We can look at Gideon. I think about Gideon a lot in Judges 6, where it talks about like he was bottom of the barrel, least of the least when it comes to his clan and his family, right? But he was still addressed as, you know, mighty warrior. And of course, he was still called. He made a major difference. So, and I say all that to say, I see too many women talking about not settling. When I say that, what I always do with my clients, I am big on making women have a relationship vision, like a relationship blueprint. And I'm like, what is your vision? Who are you? What are your strengths, your weaknesses, your spiritual gifts, your purpose, your love language? Like, think about how you feel when it comes to children, when it comes to sex, when it comes to finances, all of these different things. You need to find someone who fits your vision. Yeah. Because when we also look at, what is it, Genesis 2:22, the Amplified version, where it says, it is not good for man to be alone. It says in the Amplified version that it is not beneficial for man to be alone. I am going to make a helper who is suitable and complementary for him. Right. So at the end of the day, when you have a vision that is spirit-led and you're making sure that you're only in a godly, actual like relationship, that's the vision. So my thing is, don't settle for anything less than that. But all of this, oh, well, he's got to make six figures or his credit needs to be this and whatever. I'm like, y'all would have dismissed so many of the good men in the Bible based on superficial standards. Like, who are you to decide? But I'm not going to go there.
Right. But no, I mean, that's real, because, you know, you find yourself, I hear so many conversations. There's a dating show that I watch on Facebook, and it's really like just a guilty pleasure. It's really so comical to me. But the things that they ask for, I mean, you have people with all this baggage that they air out, but then they say, well, he must make, you know, 100K and he has to do the, you know, and so I think that we let these worldly things, these superficial things cloud our judgment. And it's like, do those things really matter at the end of the day?
No.
You know, because going back to what you said, what vision do you have for yourself and who are you? You know,
most people can't even answer that question.
You hear me?
You want a man to come in and accept you for you. You don't even know who you are. So that means you are pretty much going out there dating and giving just a representation of yourself and who you want him to accept. You don't even know who you are. You don't really like who you are. It's why you're steadily dating all over the place. You don't like being alone because you have not even found solace in your solitude at the end of the day. So one thing I always say is you have to become the woman that the man you're praying for is looking for.
This
dream guy that you have, let's be real, whatever you want him to look like, whatever you want his spiritual life to be like, whatever you want his finances to be like, whatever, when you think about his character and everything, would he want you for who you truly are to the core with where you are right now? If not, then you need to change what it is you're looking for or become the woman that the man you're praying for is looking for. It's really just that simple.
It really is. I think back years ago, and I think it may have been 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, somebody asked that question to me. I was at some type of, it was like a women's breakfast, and the lady who was hosting it asked the question, who are you? And she said, don't mention your job.
Listen.
Don't tell me you're a wife. Don't tell me you have a business. Tell me, who are you?
Yeah.
And in that moment, it was like an aha moment for me, because in that moment, Victoria, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, I really could not say anything outside of, well, I'm in education. I'm, you know, at the time I was a wife, and, you know, and so now I'm grateful for my journey because I have done the work and simple questions that I once could not answer.
Right.
What do you enjoy doing? Well, that takes for you spending time with yourself and actually trying new hobbies and discovering what do you enjoy doing?
Yeah.
You know, and it's important that, you know, you're not going to find somebody, well, you may, but even if you don't find someone who enjoys the things you enjoy, at least you can verbalize, I enjoy doing these things and I need someone who can create the space for me to either do that by myself or do that with me, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that is huge. We don't oftentimes know who we are.
That question trips so many ladies up when I ask them that, like in early on in our coaching sessions, and I'm like, who are you? And just exactly what you just said, they start going into, well, I'm a Christian. Well, I'm this. Well, I'm a mother. Well, I'm, you know, I'm a nurse. Or like they start, I was like, okay, take all those labels away. That's what you do.
That's the what. Yeah.
And then a lot of them, they'll kind of start going into personality. And I'm like, okay, that's how you do what you do. But our personalities can change based on who we're around, based on our mood or whatever else. Who are you to your core? That person that you can stand on unapologetically, that person that shows up no matter what room you're in, no matter who you're in front of, like that is going to help when it comes to who you really are. And a lot of women struggle with it.
Yeah. So what do you advise, or where do you advise Christian women to start in unraveling that?
With uncovering who they are?
Yeah.
So I ask them that question. What I a lot of times say is just go ahead, start listing every single thing. Even if you have to fill up an entire sheet of paper, list everything that you could use to describe yourself. And of course, from then I'll have them, you know, remove anything that talks about a title or label. Remove anything that is just simply personality. And from there, and again, just start thinking about how you show up, like who is that person? And then a lot of times I think what it is, let me say this, a lot of women, they have an idea of who they are, but something has stripped them of their confidence. So they don't have the self-confidence to actually show up as who they are. So there are some women who know who they are. They're afraid. But of course, that still ties to that unresolved trauma, you know, the rejection, fear of abandonment and things like that, because they don't know who is going to accept them. But yeah, so I'm like, okay, make sure it's not a self-confidence thing. But yeah, thinking about that person and who you are that shows up no matter what role you're in. If you were to think about how people would describe you, and some ladies, I even have them, if they're struggling, I'm like, hey, go and ask the 5 closest people to you how they would describe you. and what they think about you. That'll give you a good idea, especially if you are showing up authentically in those relationships. So there are a couple of different things, you know, that women can do to get to the root of it all.
And I love that you said that. I think that is that's a key thing to do, because sometimes the reality is the people closest to us may sometimes see things that we don't see in ourselves.
Yeah.
So everybody is not possibly lying on you. Girl. So if you have your closest family and friends saying that you are this person, good or bad, you know, just you know, I think that's something that we really have to pay attention to. It does matter, because people's perception is their reality.
Yeah.
That's what they see when you enter the room. Exactly. That's what they experience. And so I think that taking the time to really be vulnerable and ask those questions to people who have proven themselves to be solid in your life. Not just random people you met yesterday, but those people closest to you, like you stated, I think that's so powerful. So another thing, you know, just in terms of your experiences with women that you work with or just come into contact with, what would you say would be probably the biggest misconceptions or just challenges right now with Christian dating?
So I feel like one of the biggest issues with Christian modern dating is that you ask most women, you know, like, why are you single? Or, you know, how do they even feel about dating? They immediately go to scapegoating. Everything is going to be blaming it on men. And it's like, oh, I'm waiting on God to send a fresh batch of men. I'm waiting on the men from the back. I'm waiting on a fresh breed of men. Well, men today this and men today that. There's no accountability. A lot of they group a lot of men in the same boat. I'm like, so you're praying for something, you're wanting something, but you barely even believe men like that exist. So you already have a mindset issue, and that's already determining why you're meeting certain people. We also have to look at, if you're saying all of these things about men and dating, we know that Proverbs 18:21 says life and death are in the power of your tongue. So if you're speaking these things, even if it is out of frustration, out of a broken heart, out of bitterness or anything else, you are now going to find yourselves repeatedly in that self-fulfilling prophecy. You've already said that all men today are inconsistent. You're going to continue to come across inconsistent men.
Inconsistent men.
You already said that all men do X, Y, Z. You are going to continuously come across men that do X, Y, Z. So one of the biggest things that I see a lot with women is that they are blaming men in dating today for why they are still single today. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, where's the accountability? I don't care if you've dated 15 different men in the past 3 years, and this is why your belief is the way it is. Okay, you've met some crappy men, but the common denominator is you. So at some point you have to figure out, okay, have you not spent enough time with God? And maybe your discernment isn't where it should be. Are you dating by faith? Have you not been asking God for wisdom? Are you not using wisdom? Are you dating from a deficit? Are you dating from a broken place? And again, maybe you have some unresolved issues that you have not tended to, and it's why all of your dating ships look the same. And it's why you have not yet made it to date number three with the same man. So at some point, and again, I don't ever want to put the blame on women, but it is about accountability at the end of the day. You have the power to change and create your reality.
That's it.
It's really just that simple.
Yep, it is. And honey, listen, even if you, the one word that you just said that really stuck out to me is discernment. Because maybe that man you met was trifling, maybe he was no good, but you allowed him in your space.
Did.
You know, and so sometimes we ignore these red flags, or we get in this space of that BS word, just settling. And you knew it, whatever caused y'all to not talk anymore, 9 times out of 10, it was exposed in the beginning.
Exactly.
But we ignore things and we try to reason with things when sometimes it's just a matter of nice to meet you.
Exactly.
Have a great evening, you know, and that's as far as it goes.
Desperately waiting, the whole low self-esteem, self-love deficit disorder. There are a lot of different things that will cause women to overlook those red flags because they're sick of being single. They want to settle down. They crave that connection. We as women, our most basic needs are love and attention. Everything we do is for love and to get attention. We thrive off of connections. So again, if you have all of these deficits from past broken places, you know, that's now intensified at the end of the day. But it's one of those things where it's like, you can't go overlooking the red flags. You can't just say, oh, I'm just going to, and it goes back to a vision. If you had a vision to begin with, you wouldn't find yourself connecting and remaining with men that you shouldn't even be partnered up with.
That's it. Know where you want to go, and anything that's not, that does not look like or prepare you to that place, release it. Don't even connect with it. Mm-hmm. That is everything. Listen, as we wrap up, first of all, thank you so much for coming on and sharing those tidbits. But before you go, please bless the Christian singles who are tuned in. What advice do you give to the Christian woman who may have become just weary on her journey and is trying to find, you know, just seeking love, seeking, like you said, the love, the attention, wanting to feel wanted? What advice do you offer to her in this moment?
Yeah, absolutely. So what I do and what I've built my business around, and most of my clients, if they don't call me Coach Fee, everyone knows me as the new love strategist. I'm like, everybody wants love, but a lot of people, they don't know how to love. They don't know how to receive love, you know, and things like that. So I really give women the strategies. I give women the dating strategies and everything to make sure that they can date better so that they can win at kingdom love. And I am big on kingdom love. And I say that my advice would be pointing back to kingdom love. I want to see more women realize that the three D's, you have to go in order. I need you to intentionally dwell in God's love, because when you spend time dwelling in God's love is powerful. It is palpable. It will make you over. It is going to heal those broken areas. It is going to fill that void. It does not matter what your biological father did or didn't do. It does not matter what your mama did or didn't do and say. God's love will completely transform you into a woman that you never even knew existed. So when you intentionally dwell in God's love, it is going to help you develop self-love. I see a lot of women struggling because they have, again, self-love deficit disorder. It is a real thing. It's one of those things where, you know, certain decisions end up being made because of the lack that they have for the lack of love that they have for themselves. And I'm big on that when it comes to, I always say, self-love is great in five phases. That financial stability, because a woman who really loves yourself, you're going to be wise when it comes to finances, financial wellness, and things like that. Emotional stability, because some of us need to get our emotions in check. Mental health is another main one. You want to protect your peace and think about, you know, just how you are mentally, your social circle. When you love yourself, you are not going to just give anybody access to you. You're going to be mindful of your friendships, romantic connections, all that other good stuff. And of course, all from a spiritual place. And then your physical health. I want to see more of us doing better when it comes to our bodies and things like that. Being active, you know, actually going to, you know, our doctor's appointments, our checkups and things like that. So five phases of real self-love, and those things, evaluating where you are, will help you to develop self-love in those areas. So once you've dwelled in God's love, develop self-love, then you can think about the third D, which is discovering real love. But I don't want a woman going over to the third D.
Yes.
Because a lot of times it's like, oh, well, you know, well, love can heal. And it's just going to take a man who's going to do that. No, you now have these deficits that you're going to take into this relationship. And now this man has a job that he didn't apply for, which is to make and keep you happy, which is to make you feel loved and to validate you all the time and to always reassure you. That's not fair for him at the end of the day. So that is where I want to see more women start. Really, as a believer, you should be going out of your way to dwell in God's love and making sure that you're experiencing that. Then developing that self-love and, again, doing it for real, beyond just the superficial self-care and whatever else, but really focusing and honing in on that self-esteem, self-worth, self-love, self-acceptance, and self-respect. Then start dating and thinking about trying to discover real love. But you have to do it in order at the end of the day.
I love that. I've never heard it put like that, but I love those three D's: dwell in God's love, develop self-love, and then you're able to discover real love. That is so powerful. And I think if we just put that on our mirrors or put that somewhere where we can see it, write it on our hearts, I think that that makes sense, because I we will skip directly to number three. Trying to look for love when we don't even have the capacity to love ourselves. We don't really understand how deep God's love is and how, you know, it's just something we really have to do, you know, as Christian ladies, spend more time in the presence of God and really, really find out who are you in him and what did he put you in the earth to do? And what has he put inside of you? You know, tap into those things. I think that's powerful. And that really, I can relate to just their process. Ladies, I can tell you, you need a therapist. You need a coach. You need a therapist and a coach if you can, you know. And so if you are listening and you're single and you're looking to dive deeper, I can tell you that Victoria Baxter, AKA Coach V, is definitely someone you want to connect with and build that relationship with, because she will bring it out of you. So yeah. Coach V, tell us, how can we support you? How can we connect with you via social media? Yeah. Because we do not want to lose this interaction. All the ladies who are listening, they're wondering, how can we support you and how can we connect with you?
Absolutely. So you can connect at my site, www.newthinglifecoaching.com, because I'm all about Isaiah 43:19, helping ladies step into the new. Okay. So at newthinglifecoaching.com, I talk a lot, obviously. So I do have a podcast on my site. You can see where you can, you know, connect to the podcast and everything, because I normally do an episode every week just sharing, you know, different things that are giving marriage-minded ladies these strategies and these tips. I am about to release my 8th book, No More Lonely Nights, Coaching Yourself to a Happy, Healthy, Holy Relationship. I feel like this book is going to have almost my entire coaching business in one 300 and something page manual at the end of the day. Wow, and I'm really awesome. Taking women from the beginning, from healing and self-awareness, mama trauma, daddy issues, broken home syndrome, everything. All of that to actually writing that vision, dating better, communication, sex, intimacy, everything as a Christian woman. So that is going to be released the end of this month. And of course, you know, those who are on social media, that's how you'll see it. You know, my business page, Coach V, the New Love Strategist on Facebook, New Love Strategist on Instagram. I have my private group on Facebook, the Sash Tribe, where I'm all about just giving ladies, you know, daily affirmations, tips, conversations, live training videos. Between my group and my mailing list, you get first dibs on everything. So I'm all over the place. There are many different ways to connect with me and to show support.
Well, listen, we thank God for you, because you are definitely instrumental in just in the earth, but especially in the Christian community. We thank you so much for all that you do. And, you know, I know that I'm in the group. I didn't know about I remember you mentioning the book. So congratulations on your 8th book. I definitely want my copy. So I will be following and waiting on you to post I can get a copy. And I want to check out the mailing list. I don't think I knew about the mailing list. So I will check that out as well.
Subscribe to the mailing list, and that's how you learn about, you know, I do a lot of tips and inspiration, but of course, you know, videos and things like that, advice, a little bit of everything. That's so you'll just kind of even sales, discounts, a little bit of, yeah. So
mailing. Yes, discounts. Yes.
Yes, girl.
Well, thank you again for coming on. And listen, y'all, until next time, don't just deal. It's time to heal for real. Have a good one. Bye. Again, thank you all for tuning in and riding this journey out with me. Be sure to follow Healing Beyond Dealing with Brittany Nicole on Facebook, Healing Beyond Dealing Podcast on IG, and as always, email any suggestions, questions, or feedback to healingbeyonddealing@gmail.com. If you're feeling up for shopping, check out my site, healingbeyonddealingpodcast.creator-spring.com. And again, until next time, don't just deal with life, y'all. It's time to heal for real.